Hello, welcome to IEP Parent Coaching. Today, the first question I want to answer is, what's involved in developing my child's IEP? Developing your child's IEP involves two main things. First, the IEP meeting, where you, your child at times, and school staff members together decide on an educational program for your son or daughter. And number two, the IEP document, which puts the decisions from that meeting in writing. Among other things, this document lists the services and supports your child will receive. The entire IEP process is a way for you and the school to talk about your child's needs and to create a plan to meet those needs. Let's look at the process starting with the IEP meeting. The IEP meeting is somewhat formal. By law, certain people must attend. People sign in to show who is there. Lots of papers are looked at and passed around. People will talk about your child, his or her needs and strengths, and what type of educational program would be appropriate. You should feel free to ask questions and offer suggestions. You will also want to feel comfortable that the team has spent enough time talking and planning before filling out the various sections of the IEP. So question number two is, where and when do IEP meetings take place? You and the school agree on where and when to have the IEP meeting. Usually the meetings are held at school during regular staff time. This means the meeting can happen before, during, or after regular school day. By law, the school must tell you in writing the purpose of the meeting, the time and place for the meeting, who will be there, and that you may invite other people who have knowledge or special expertise about your child to the meeting. Also, the school must hold the meeting to develop your child's IEP within 30 calendar days of when your child is found eligible for special education services. You must agree to the program in writing before the school may carry out your child's first IEP. The IEP must be reviewed at least once every 12 months and revised as necessary. It may take more than one meeting to write the complete IEP. If you find more time is needed, ask the team to schedule another meeting. You may ask for an IEP meeting at any time if you feel that changes need to be made to your child's educational program. Some teams like to meet near the end of the grading period to talk about the student's progress and to make any changes to the IEP as needed. So question number three is, does the IEP meeting have to be in person? This can be answered very quickly. So the answer is no. When holding an IEP meeting, you and the school may agree to use other means of participation. For example, some members may participate by video conference or conference calls. Question number four is, who attends the IEP meeting? Under IDEA, certain people must be part of the IEP team. It is important to note that there doesn't have to be a different person for every role. Often one person carries more than one responsibility on the team. So on the team, you'll have you as the parent, the school administrator, a member of the school district who knows about the general education curriculum, the same curriculum taught to children who do not have disabilities, and the resources available to the school. This person must be qualified to provide or supervisor special education services. A general education teacher will be part of the team. At least one general education teacher, if your child is or may be participating in the general education class. You'll have a special education teacher. At least one of your child's special education teachers, or if appropriate, at least one special education provider who works with your child. You'll have evaluation personnel, someone who knows about your child's evaluation, what the evaluation results were, what the results mean in terms of instruction. This could be a school psychologist, an administrator, or one of your child's teachers. And your child can be part of the team. If the IEP team will be talking about how to prepare your child for life after high school, it's called transition planning, your child must be invited to the meeting. Otherwise, deciding when and how your child will participate in the IEP meeting is a process you and your child can make. Students are encouraged to take part in the development of their own IEPs. Some students in elementary school come to the meetings just to learn a little about the process or to share information about themselves. As students get older, they take a more active role. So who can other members of the team be? In addition to people listed already, you and the school can invite other people to the IEP meeting. This can include translators or interpreters. If English is not your first language, or if you communicate by using sign language or another mode, the law says the school must provide an interpreter if you ask for one. You can have transition personnel at the meeting. If the IEP meeting will include planning for your child's life after high school, staff from outside agencies may be invited to attend with your consent. This is especially important if an outside agency may be responsible for providing or paying for transition services. As an example of such an agency might be the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. And other people with knowledge or special expertise about your child may be invited. Many parents find it helpful to have a support person at the IEP meeting. This may be another parent, a friend, an advocate, or a consultant. Others could include students' friends, specialists, tutors, educational consultants, or school staff. It can also include therapists or other related service personnel who work with your child. Both you and the school have the right to invite such individuals to join the team. Question number 5 is, what do different team members bring to the IEP process? As you can see, there can be many people on an IEP team. While everyone shares in the discussion, you will find that each brings his or her own point of view and experience. Let's look at what each person might add to your child's IEP. Let's start with a special education teacher. Your child's special education teacher is a specialist about disabilities and individualized instruction. He or she understands how and when to use different teaching styles and instructional methods to meet your child's needs. Usually, the special education teacher has been involved in your child's evaluation, understands the results, and can explain and interpret the results to you. The special education teacher can talk about how lessons may need to be adapted or modified to help your child learn. He or she may also talk about the supports and supplementary aids your child may need to fully participate in learning and other school activities, such as assistive technology, an instructional assistant, or peer buddy. The special educator may take the lead in developing your child's goals, focusing on those areas where your child has special instructional needs. In many schools, the special educator also makes sure that all the people who help your child follow the plan written in the IEP. The general education teacher, let's talk about what they bring to the meeting. The general education teacher knows the curriculum for your child's grade level and what students in general education classes are typically expected to do. If your child is going to be educated in the general education classroom for any part of the school day, then the general education teacher will talk about what your child will be taught and expected to learn. He or she may also talk about any supports, changes, and services your child needs to be successful. The general education teacher may also talk to the rest of the team about what he or she needs to help your child understand the general education curriculum and achieve the goals listed in the IEP. So, what is your job as the parent at the meeting? As the parent, you bring very important information to the IEP meeting. You know your child's strengths and weaknesses and all the little differences that make your child unique. Your knowledge can help the team develop an IEP that will work best for your child. Tell the team what goals are most important to you and to your child. Also, share your concerns and give insights about your child's interests, likes and dislikes, and learning styles. By being an active IEP team member, you can ensure that your child's IEP is developed with thought given a long-term needs for a successful adult life. Your job at the IEP meeting is to learn and understand the process, share information, ask questions, offer suggestions, keep the team's focus on the big picture and your child's long-term needs, and speak up on your child's behalf. being actively involved in your child's IEP is your choice. To help you participate, the school must make reasonable efforts to schedule the IEP meeting so you can come, to provide an interpreter for you if needed, and to inform you about the meeting, and inform you of your rights and where to find help in understanding them. If you can't attend the meeting where your child's IEP is developed, the school will need to use other ways to ensure you can participate, including individual or conference telephone calls or video conferencing. However, if you decide not to participate in writing your child's IEP, the school can hold the IEP meeting without you. It may not provide initial services to your child, however, without your consent. So what is your child's role? When your child participates in the IEP meeting, it can have a powerful effect. Just as having your child at the meeting can make the IEP process more alive, requests and suggestions that come directly from your child can carry more weight than when you voice them yourself. Many parents are sometimes surprised when they hear their children speak about their disabilities or their educational desires and their goals for the future, and sometimes teachers learn things about their students that they didn't know before. So depending on your child's age and ability, the role he or she plays as an IEP team member can be as broad as your own or limited to what you and your child feel most comfortable with. When your child is part of the IEP process, the program can be much more worthwhile to him or her instead of something to put up with. Taking part in IEP meetings also helps your child learn to speak up for him or herself and develop valuable self-advocacy skills. The administrator. The administrator at the IEP must know what resources the school has available. This person must also have the power to commit the resources needed so that services can be provided as outlined in your child's IEP. Question number 6 is, what happens at the IEP meeting? At the IEP meeting, the team will develop, review, and/or revise the IEP document. You and the other team members will work to create an IEP that is educationally appropriate and that the team can agree on. Before the meeting, school staff usually will write down their ideas of what needs to be in your child's IEP. It's a good idea for you to jot down what is most important to you as well. You can share those ideas with other members of the team before the meeting if you wish. You can also ask the school to send you a draft of ideas so you can look at them and look them over before the meeting. Team members can also get copies of your child's recent tests or evaluations. During the meeting, each person takes a turn in the discussion. The discussion will include talking about your child's strengths, your concerns for enhancing your child's education, the results of the most recent evaluation of your child, your child's academic, developmental, and functional needs. The team will also talk about what is sometimes referred to as special factors or special considerations, asking and answering the following questions. Does your child have communication needs? Does your child need assistive technology services and devices? And does your child's behavior interfere with his or her learning or the learning of others? Does your child have a visual impairment and needs instruction in or of the use of Braille? Is your child deaf or hard of hearing, have language and other communication needs? Does your child have language needs related to his or her IEP because of limited English proficiency? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, the team will talk about what your child's needs are and include this information in the IEP. Usually your child's main teacher goes first. If your child is already receiving special education services, this will probably be the special education teacher. If the meeting is to write your child's first IEP, then this person may be the general education teacher. The teacher begins with how your child is doing in school. He or she will describe your child's strengths and needs and how the disability affects your child throughout the school day. Then specialists like a physical therapist or a speech therapist will discuss how your child is doing in those areas. They will talk about your child's needs and how the plan to support your child's education is coming in progress. Goals for the year, related services, and all of the required parts of the IEP will be talked about and decided. It's a good idea to share your ideas at the meeting and as it goes along. As a parent, you are an equal member of the IEP team and an expert on your child. If you have questions or concerns, speak up, ask for more information or explanation if you need it. If you disagree with something you hear, respectfully say so. Explain why and offer your point of view. The IEP meeting is a conversation and a dialogue. You and the other IEP team members are putting your heads together to design an effective program for your child. The main purpose of the meeting is to agree on each part of the IEP so that the document can be written and services can start. Question number 7 is, may a member of the IEP team be excused from attending an IEP meeting? The answer is yes. In certain circumstances, some members of the IEP team may be excused from attending an IEP meeting. However, you and the school must agree in writing to excuse the member. An IEP team member may be excused from an IEP meeting if the member's area of curriculum or related service is not going to be discussed or modified at the meeting, assuming you and the school agreed in writing. Also, an IEP team member whose area of expertise is going to be discussed may be excused if the member gives written input into developing the IEP to you and to other members of the IEP team before the IEP meeting. Again, you and the school must agree in writing to excuse the member of the IEP team. I could just leave that there, but I'm going to say I understand and sympathize with school staffing issues, and this is going to be where you're going to find the most problem with this. You're going to be in the meeting, and you're going to start getting looks, and some people don't have anybody to cover their classes, and they're going to need to go. And we want to be sympathetic and understanding. We all know that the budgets are ridiculous for these public schools. But that's something that has to be worked on. And it's something to talk about and say, yeah, I understand your staffing issues, but we have to schedule the meeting for a different time.